standing here by the abyss, and the world is in flames. Two star-crossed lovers reaching out to the beast with many names. He's the shining in the light with a number cannot see. And he is insurrection, he's spine, he's the force that made me be. Nostro despate, nostra amate, we're hiding here inside a tree, and all our doubts are now destroyed. The guidance of the morning stars will lead the way into the void.
He's the shining in the light without whom I cannot see. And he is insurrection, he is spine, he's the force that made me be. Nostro despate, nostra amate.
Us together.
Nostro despate,
nostra amate,
and we are
fighting over the precipice.
Sisters,
guys.
Well, uh-oh, we got a commercial going.
But today,
sorry, folks.
Found the game. Ebony.
I refuse to pay for YouTube free. Anyway, Rahoa, Rahoa, Rahoa. Welcome to the Creativity Power Hour. I'm your host, Reverend Dr. Hardy Lloyd, Pontifex Maximus of the Church of Ben Clausen, the only badass creativity church in existence. Check us out online at churchofbenclausen.org, churchofbenclausen.org, and creativityreligion.com. Let me turn that down. Yeah, I got Ghost on. Ghost, one of my favorite bands. Yeah, I'm wearing the Baphomet. I got, my pipe here. I got a White Russian over here? Hold on, let me take a drink. That's right. So anyway, how's everybody going out there? Last week was very serious, so today I am going to be serious, but I also want to be have a little fun as well. I don't know. once again, ad hoc, as I do all my shows. I was thinking, I wasn't sure what I wanted to do, you know, what I wanted to make the episode about. And it occurred to me as I was watching the upteenth SJW video and, you know, spying on the commies on Twitter, you know, using a fake account, it occurred to me that I wasn't taking my own advice when a few weeks ago I did a show on We Are Not Right or Left. We are not of the right-left box, so we need to stay out of that. That you have the right-left box, which are all the sheeple is in. There we go. Let me turn off the notification. Sorry, I'm damn Duke boys. But does anybody remember that? Are you old enough to remember that? Anyway, so hold on. So this music's gonna grab me and hold me. I probably should just turn it off. Let's turn it down a little bit more. There we go. Anyway, I like Ghost. Ghost is good. Excuse me. So anyway, as I was saying, you know, we are not part of the right-left box. You have the sheeple, the infidels are stuck in the right-left center box. You have the white power movement, which exists outside the right-left box, but still on the same planet. And then, of course, the Creator exists above everything in the upper reaches of the firmament. And that's where we Creators reside. We view the entire universe in all of its shape from the heavens. So I just want to reiterate that and talk to you today. I guess just reiterate. Because I did go over this a few weeks ago, but it's very important. And even myself, you know, I get caught up in watching a lot of these SJW videos or, you know, these libertarian and traditionalist conservatives who are just, you know, I mean, they're only slightly better than the kosher conservative, which isn't saying much. Oh, excuse me, a couple burps there. So that's what I want to talk about is we mustn't allow ourselves to get caught up in the insanity and the reaction to that insanity and the reaction to the reaction of the insanity. We shouldn't get stuck in that. But listen, the left wingers, the right wingers, it's very important that we distance ourselves from them and remember that they are all infidels. For you non-creators out there, you probably won't understand this, but you know, let me just turn the music off. Otherwise I'll end up listening to show tunes on it. So maybe we'll have something later. Anyway, so excuse me. I was informed on KVU, was it KVUE, whatever. KVU out of Austin that the cedar is going down, but the pecans were going up. And apparently pecans and cedar affect my nose, so we're going to have to deal with that. Anyway, so before I jump right into just lambasting everything that is right left, real quick and old new news. So upcoming broadcasts will be, sorry I was a little late on this. I've been working like 5-6 days a week, so I haven't really had the time to, you know, come home and record a show. But anyway, answers for Reverend Lloyd. That's right. There's still time to send in email questions and whatnot. I do have my email is set up so that spam mail from antis kind of goes right into the spam folder. So I'm sure there's a lot of anti emails with questions or just statements that that I won't get because they automatically go in the junk file. But if anybody out there has any questions they want me to answer on air, I will do that. That episode's coming up soon, as well as what exactly a creativity society will be like, what the creator utopia is supposed to encompass. I'm going to talk about that, as well as part one of practical lone wolf tips. That is going to come up. I was almost going to make this show about that. I do have an update on some really nice firearms that are perfect for lone wolf activities, and as well as practical, usable information for lone wolves. That course, is down the road. Excuse me. So, who knows? Maybe that'll be next broadcast. Wait, what is today? Today's Monday. Moon's Day. It's a bit late, but, you know, whatever. Anyway, so, I'll probably record again on Sunday. I've got, we're getting together and having a crazy night. We got, Louder with Crowder. That thing is on Saturday. And we're getting together the day before, so we're going to have a nice party on Friday and Saturday. And probably be too hungover for me to do a show. But I'll try to pump one out on the weekend anyway. Anyway, so there's a bunch of us getting together in Texas on Friday, and then Saturday, of course, we're going to Oklahoma to see Crowder. Yeah, baby. Probably get thrown out immediately. I'll be wearing, of course, an offensive t-shirt. Not too offensive that'll be thrown out the door, but just enough that people that are in the know will know what I'm talking about. Anyway, so that is old new news. So let's just jump, which basically is talking about future broadcasts. Anyway, let's just jump right into it, shall we? So, a few weeks ago, I already did a show on this, you know, where we're not, you know, we need to keep ourselves out of the right left box. But this is something that should be, it can't be stated enough. It's very important that we understand that we are not a part of the right-left box. We reject the right wing as much as the left wing, you know. Centrists, although left-wingers are so far left that, I mean, there's almost no center left really anywhere. Pretty much everybody has picked a side by this point. There really is no center anywhere, but you don't understand what I'm saying. Excuse me. Damn pecans. So, hopefully my nose will not make my voice too nasal tonight. Anyway, so this is something I found myself even getting dragged back into, was giving a shit about, what SJWs say online. You know, I spy on the commies a lot. They post a lot of stupid stuff on Twitter. That's probably one of the best ways to follow them. They just post every little thought that pops in their head. These idiots see Nazis in their sleep, I swear. And I still don't get where the whole transvestite craze came from. That seemed to just pop out of nowhere one day. Like, this is the commies, libtards, lefties, whatever the fuck you want to call these idiots. You know, they just started promoting all this transvestite shit. And of course, you know, the feminists are all quiet about it, which is stupid. You know, whenever I watch these videos about two dykes raising a boy and trying to feminize him or treat him like shit just because he's got a dick, or when I see all this transvestite shit, you know, it's enough to make me want to root for Muslims. It really is. You know, the more feminist crap I see, the more tranny shit I see, the more communist crap I see, it's almost enough to make me want to go out and join the Muslims. That's how bad it is. But that aside, obviously, creativity is the only path, the only true path for anyone who is white. But you watch these videos and you see the news, you know, I try not to, even Texas, like, I understand Austin's libtard, but even the news in Texas, like, you would think it wouldn't be that libtard, right? You'd think it would be at least it would be middle of the road libertarian or even conservative. But it's not. It's like, you know, the Jew media is, you know, left wing no matter where you are, and which sucks, but, you know, whatever. I'm sick and tired of seeing all this tranny shit, but it occurred to me that I was taking it too personal. I was focusing on the right left box. I was focusing on, you know, living in Austin, experiencing, you know, libtards in a libertarian or traditionalist libertarian like place. Watching all the SJW videos, seeing all these news reports and the comments on them, and, you know, watching libtard videos and watching kosher conservative videos, you know, I was starting to actually get caught up in it, you know, back like before I really, you know, got involved in the movement and all that, you know, still actually thinking that politics meant something, that, you know, caring about the right left box meant something. And unfortunately, I'm getting kind of sucked into that again. And I, you know, that's, I don't know if this is intentional on the Jews or if it's just because it's so bizarre, the stuff that's going on in the world today, especially in the United States and Canada, if it's just so bizarre that we can't help but be attracted to it and focus on it ad nauseum. And so I was like, you know what? No. So, you know, I decided as of today, you know, to cut back way on the spying on the libtards and the commies on Twitter. In fact, getting to the point where I don't even give a shit. It's important that we focus on, God damn, it's hot in Texas. Sorry. I probably need to turn the AC up. Anyway, so the, anyway, I got distracted there. So, you know, it's important that we remember that we're not a part of the right-left box. That's what infidels focus on. They focus on right-wing, left-wing bullshit. It's all bullshit. Runaway capitalism, communism, it's the same thing. It's Jewish control. Whether you're an atheist who believes in liberalism or you're a kosher conservative who believes in Zionism, it's all Jewish bullshit. We cannot allow ourselves to be sucked into that. And even I, Mr. Pontifex Maximus himself, you know, unfortunately gets sucked into this stuff. Granted, a lot of these videos are fun to watch. They really are. I like watching them sometimes. You know, I take mental notes on things to say in the show, or, you know, for to use for debates, and that's usable. There's nothing wrong with that. But I found myself once again getting kind of sucked into caring about every little thing that a commie said or that was said in response to whatever the libtards were up to this week, whatever the libtards are ranting about, you know, today. Because tomorrow it'll be something different. But, you know, we just focusing on this and you know, just to the point where I'm actually, like, you know, getting online, you know, like once an hour just to spy on the commies and just see what they're saying, so then I can then write a little piece on a little snippet or maybe even an essay on something they say. Fuck that. I need to not do that. I need to focus on the white race. I need to focus on creativity. I need to focus on the end goal, which is worldwide jihad. That's what we focus on, jihad. We're not supposed to focus on right-left stuff. We're not supposed to focus on politics and economics. There's no bearing in anything we do. It doesn't mean anything. It really doesn't. It's like a lot of these conspiracies that we know are true. But once again, some of them, we just don't need to really focus on them. And yet, you know, here I am, the guy who always tells people, don't get sucked into the right-left box. I'm getting sucked into the right-left box. Except, you know, it's just me at home or me watching a YouTube video or something. I need to stop doing that. We all need to stop doing that. So I guess I'm going to admonish myself a little bit there. You know, it's just, it's hard though. It's hard not to get sucked in, to infidel politics, because we're surrounded by infidels. That's the problem. We don't live in a creativity society. You know, let's say Maine and New Hampshire had stayed independent, you know, which is something that might have happened during the Seven Years' War and then later during the Revolutionary War. There was a good possibility that New Hampshire or New Hampshire, Maine, and Nova Scotia would have kind of formed their own little thing and said, fuck everybody, you know, we're going our own way. You know, it's a shame we don't have something like that, or Rhodesia, you know, or, you know, in Argentina, that's completely, you know, independent, you know, of the Jewish world economy. It's a shame we don't have something where creativity or maybe even just white paganism, you know, or even some type of Third Reich remnant, you know, could have set up shop. And it's a shame we don't have something like this. Well, this is where we live. You know, there's no place, there's no country we can go to that's not run by infidels. And we have to, you know, accept that. And we need to not focus so much on the right-left box and what they're up to. Now, it is important to stay on top of what's going on in the world. That's very important. It is. It's important because it helps you to develop a plan of attack or defense depending on what's going on. For instance, if let's say the Jews are agitating the niggers into rioting over something retarded, you know, and we live in a city that has a lot of niggers in it, you know, like say you live in Philadelphia, you know, it would behoove you to keep on top of that, because that can have an effect on you, a direct effect on you, you know, through rioting. I guess you could say, because Austin is libtard, you know, in a traditional libertarian / conservative state, that it does behoove me to keep on top of what these nitwits are saying on Twitter. But, you know, at the end of the day, really, does what they say really have any real effect on us? I mean, unless it's a direct threat to us or something we can use, like say they're going to say they're going to set up a rally somewhere. And then, you know, we might want to get that information to a lone wolf, or maybe even use it ourselves to go down there and sniper some of these people. You know, or maybe, you know, set upon them when they're walking away and there's a small group going towards a car parked in the corner of a parking lot that's some distance away. We can make it look like a mugging gone bad and kill them. Yes. Okay. That, yeah, you want to keep an eye on things like that. Something you can use or something you can stay clear of, like, oh, I'm not going to go downtown today because these fucking idiots are going to do a protest, and they're going to reroute all the buses everywhere and blah, blah, blah. But outside of that, really, we need to stop focusing so much. And I understand not everybody, I mean, part of my job as Pontifex Maximus is to stay on top of various, news articles and happenings in the world, you know, both in the United States and in other countries, staying on top of the reaction or the response to this or that. That's a part of what being the leader of the church is I stay on top of this stuff so I can write about it or comment on it, or maybe once in a blue moon, get some information to some lone wolves that can do something, you know, physically about it. So that, in that sense, yeah, that's okay. But I noticed that I was, once again, just starting to kind of get sucked into it. And like, I have to watch an SJW, you know, like today, or every time that I'm just sitting on the bus or whatever, I have to, you know, watch this video or watch Steven Crowder or watch a political debate or actually care or write a rant about something political. You know, these things really, at the end of the day, do not matter to us. Excuse me. Unless it's something we can use for propaganda, unless it's something that we can use maybe later in a debate, unless it's something we can use for recruitment, we really should not be paying attention to anything that the people in the right-left box are up to. These people are infidels. In fact, I'm going to go this far, and this is something that I always endeavor to force myself to do more and more every month, is to socially and emotionally distance myself from those around me, even when they're being helpful. Now, some people might say, well, maybe that's just the autism, that could, you know, make life difficult. Life is already difficult. Okay, we're already living in a sea of shit. I mean, we might as well go down kicking and screaming, right? Because we're going to go down anyway, so we might as well take as many bastards with us as possible. And there's no reason for us to be kind to infidels. There isn't. We need to stop looking at infidels, even white people, even white infidels, as, you know, unless they're racially conscious to a degree, we need to start rejecting everybody around us. I know some people are going to say, well, wait, you know, you catch more flies with honey. I've been saying this for a very long time now. I think most people's minds are made up. I think by the time people are 20 now, or certainly by 25, most people's minds are made up. And I think the vast majority of people are just going to be brainwashed, and they're going to stick to whatever the fuck the boob tube tells them or their family tells them to do. And that's just the way it's going to be. So we need to recognize that. And who gives a shit, as Clausen says. Yeah, as Clausen did say, we're not interested in attracting flies with honey. We want to attract angry tigers. And that's true. So we need to focus, I think, a little bit more on the negativity. I mean, not within ourselves. Obviously, within ourselves, we need to focus on, you know, joy and happiness. But with the outside world, the infidel world, even with fellow white infidels, what we need to do is we need to push them away, and they need to recognize that we do have a rude streak about us, and they need to just stay away from us. That's what they just need to stay the fuck away. And so I think that's during this 21st century, I think it's very, especially this decade, I think it's very important that we start to just start pushing people away a little bit from us. I think things have gotten so bad that people will naturally, instinctually wake up and come to our side without us having to really recruit them so much. And I think what we need to do is we need to not get sucked in to caring about politics and economics. I mean, well, like, for instance, like me, I mean, people keep talking, I haven't seen this in Texas yet, but people keep saying that there's shortages on the, I know the gas went up, but, you know, even in Texas, but, you know, like shortages on the shelves and stuff. I haven't actually seen that. But, you know, being a lone wolf skinhead and not just a creator, you know, I steal a lot of shit from Jewish corporations. And so, you know, whether they raise the prices or not doesn't really affect me because I just go and grab what I want anyway. And, you know, I think white people need to start doing that. In fact, I would actually prefer to see white people, not Negroes, you know, out in California just fucking shoplifting. It's kind of stupid that the niggers are, you know, and the junkies are getting away with just taking shit off the shelves because it's now legal there. But white people, unfortunately, have this sense of honor and hard work about them, and they're just going to end up economically getting fucked over. This is kind of like this is slightly a little different conversation maybe, but, you know, I would like to see more white people, you know, taking advantage of the system, taking advantage of welfare, taking, you know, helping to bankrupt the system by, you know, utilizing free healthcare services or free food stamp services or, you know, if they legalize shoplifting, like for instance, in Austin, you can, as long as it's under $500, cops ain't showing up for shit. And in California now, you can just go in and just grab a fucking $800 TV if you want. You know, I would like to see more white people doing that. It's a shame that white people are surrounded by all these insane laws that and welfare that benefit mud people. And yet white people are, you know, they're too honorable, you know, to do this. You know, if white people continue to act honorably, and that's not just with that, it's also with other things like killing and lone wolfing and all that. But if white people continue to act honorably, then we're going to go the way of the dodo bird. I'm not saying that shoplifting is going to win the war, but, you know, it's stupid that white people are spending hard-earned money when niggers will just walk into a CVS in San Francisco and then, you know, grab like $500, $600, $700, $800 worth of shit, put in a backpack or a trash bag and then walk out, right? And then the white guy stands there and he walks up and he pays for shit. I mean, it doesn't make any sense. So, you know, we you know, this is sort of a little bit different than the right left box issue, but I guess it kind of gets into that where white people need to not just distance themselves from the whole right left box thing, but we need to put our pride and hard work aside, save that for our people. Infidels don't matter. The infidel society, it's like with right left politics. That doesn't matter to us, so infidel society doesn't matter to us. It's important that, just like the Jews, we usure the infidels. That's what infidels exist for. Infidels exist for our usury. We need to use them, because if we don't start doing this, then we're going to die very, very fast, because the Jews are using everybody. Fucking niggers are using the Jewish welfare system that's built on the backs of white people. And then white people are left there holding their honor in their hand while they're getting robbed or murdered or raped. And this is just stupid. It's idiotic. So we need to reject the right-left box completely. I'm not saying, you know, I will continue to watch SJW videos, you know, because they are hilarious. Just not take it so seriously, not take it so personal. That's the problem. I was starting to take the stuff the commie said personal. I was like, wait a second. Because today I was looking at it and I was reposting some of their bullshit, you know, with my own little ranty spin on it. And I'm thinking to myself, wait. Look at the idiocy of what this commie just said. Look at the hypocrisy of these people. Fuck them. Who gives a shit what they're saying? I don't care if they say they hate white people. I don't care if they say that they're self-hating white people. I don't care if they, you know, I mean, these people are all cowards anyway, but they claim that, like, hey, let's train for war and let's start rioting and not, let's not do a parade anymore. Let's actually go out there and start doing stuff. First of all, these people are cowards. Unless there's fucking a mob of 100 of them or 500 or 5,000 of them, they ain't going to do shit. I mean, we all know that. Come on. Dude, these idiots had my address. When I lived up in North Austin, they had my address for 8 fucking months and didn't do a goddamn fucking thing, man. They didn't even, like, try to throw shit on my porch or something. These, you know, like, something that would, where they would just lob it and run off like the cowards they are. They didn't do anything. These people are fucking cowards. They're scumbags. They're hypocrites. They're pussies. We you know, we need to stop focusing on this. And I've seen it with other people. It's not just me. I'm not just, you know, going to lambast myself here, but excuse me. Damn pecans. Anyway, no, but I've seen other racialists, you know, creators getting sucked into this. Usually it's other racialists outside of creativity, but also some fellow creators like myself have gotten sucked into where we actually need to care. See, this is one of the reasons why I don't vote. I don't vote. I never vote. The only reason I voted in Austin was this last time around, or the last time we, you know, they had voting here, was because, I mean, I just happened to be in the library. I didn't realize what was going on. I just went there to go rent, I think it was Stargate SG-1 video or Law and Order or something. Law and Order SVU. I went there to rent a Law and Order movie, Chicago PD. That's what it was. It was Chicago PD. I went in to rent the latest season of Chicago PD, and they just happened to have like a line of voting. I was like, oh, fuck it. Why not? I'll go in there and vote. Why not? It's funny. And, you know, cause I was already registered in Austin. I was like, fuck it. Why not? Anyway, so, you know, it's like that, though. I don't vote. So then why am I taking what they say on Twitter, or why am I taking any of the right-left box stuff seriously? I mean, look, first off, most of us are hardcore revolutionaries that don't give a shit what the law says, right? I mean, come on. Well, I'm not going to admit to anything on here, but I think we all know what I'm talking about, right? Not that I would keep anything in my fucking apartment, that's for sure. But, you know, I mean, come on, let's not bullshit ourselves. But, you know, the thing is, you know, hey, as long as it's not on my property, right, I don't own it. But, you know, the thing is that, excuse me, we all exist outside the law, because deep in our hearts, all racialists, whether creators or Nazis or Odinists or Wotanists or Satanists or racial anarchists or what have you, you know, we all at the end of the day realize that the infidel world doesn't mean anything, that non-racial laws don't mean anything, that non-racial society doesn't mean anything. And I think it behooves us to make that a part of our everyday being, you know, and maybe within the church, maybe it's, I don't know, maybe it's my autism, you know, that I focus a lot on politics and stuff like that. Maybe it's just me, you know, but some members of the church, you know, will email me or call me up and say, hey, did you hear about this or that or the other thing that's going on in the paper or whatever. So, you know, I know it's not just me, not trying to put myself down only. Anyway. So, you know, it's very, very important that ignoring the right left box, like realizing that we're not a part of the right wing and the left wing. Let them kill each other. Let the communists and the capitalists kill themselves. Let liberal, although I think atheism is more a racial creed, but let the liberal atheists and the, Zionist Christ insaners kill each other. Fuck them. Let the Muslims and the Christians and the Jews kill each other. They're infidels. They don't mean anything to us. We want them to kill each other. We want this society to be at each other's throats. In fact, this is something I do. Excuse me. This is something that I do actually when I do interact with other people, is I try to play off of, if someone's right wing and someone's left wing, I try to play off that. You know, I'll tell the left wing person, I'll be like, you know, these damn these damn nationalistic type people, you know, they're up to no good. They're trying this out there. They want to take away our rights. And then I go up to the right wingers. I'm like, hey, you know, these fucking Marxists, you know, they're trying to take away our rights, man. Maybe we should start doing something about that. You know, so sometimes in conversations, I will play devil's advocate, you know, just to make sure infidels keep at each other's throats. That's very important. We want the infidels to hate each other. We want them to go after each other. We just need to sit back and ignore it, because at the end of the day, we don't follow infidel laws. A lot of us don't. And those that pretend to do are very careful when they don't. Wink, wink. at the end of the day, you know, we steal from Jewish corporations. So if Walmart raises their prices, we just steal from Walmart anyway. It doesn't affect us. If they start banning legal firearms in the U.S., for this or that reason, we just go and buy them on the black market. I'm not saying that I'm doing this, of course. I'm just saying in general. So this can't be used against me in court. Hold on, I got something in my eye here. I got to wink it out. There we go. Okay. Anyway, just love rubbing it in. Take a drink. Actually, I'm drinking Mike's Hard Lemonade. I'm not drinking a White Russian. It's hot outside. I wanted to drink something cold with ice, you know, not just, you know, sip on or, you know, drink it all real quick and get drunk. But yeah, you know, we these things don't affect us. At the end of the day, we just need to ignore it. And yes, I admit, you know, this is half of the reason I brought this up tonight is because I found myself getting sucked into this, you know. But we, at the end of the day, we just need to remember that we exist outside of the infidel society. It doesn't have anything to do with us. Now, occasionally their bullshit can affect us. We just have to remember that in the core of our being, it doesn't matter. The way they live and see the world, their reactions to things, you know, within themselves, you know, because the infidel, we look at infidels as all one group. We don't see them as the multitude of groups they see themselves as. We just see them all as infidels. And I even do this with racially conscious whites who aren't creators. I kind of almost kind of lump them in there too. I definitely do that with fucking Christian identity. Definitely lump them in with the rest of the infidels. But, you know, infidel society doesn't affect us. Now, some things that they might be planning could affect. That's when you have to notice. That's when you have to notice and prepare. And I'm always prepared. You know, I just got this new 44 caliber black powder pistol, completely legal to own as an ex-convict. Excuse me. Legal to carry everywhere. I love this shit. I love Texas. Well, it's everywhere in the United States. There's only one exception. There's only one state exception. And I'll talk about that during the lone wolf thing. But anyway, so, you know, so I do carry a legal piece with me. I carry a couple other tools with me just in case, because it takes like 20, 30 minutes to load the fucking thing. And with some more practice, I'm sure I can get it down to maybe like a 10 minute load or five. I don't know. I've seen some guys load it within a few minutes. I ain't there yet. I'm just so used to cartridges. Anyway, but I'm always carrying that. I'm always carrying backups because, you know, loading black powder is a bitch. Hence why it's legal everywhere, because it's a real bitch to load it. But, you know, I always carry things. I keep a 72-hour kit in my backpack in case I got to go on the run for whatever, in case the apocalypse ends up or fucking martial law or the fucking pigs just decided to become full-blown racist against white people. So, you know, I got a little 72-hour kit there. You know, I keep it in the backpack, keep a liter of water in there. You know, you never know. I'm always prepared for stuff like that. But, you know, at the end of the day, there's being prepared, and then there's obsessively focusing on politics that's outside of us, outside of this thing of ours, outside of our nation. Our nation is that of creativity. Or if you're just a white racial loyalist who isn't a creator, you know, your race is your religion, your race is your nation. The same thing with us creators. Our religion is our race and our religion are the same thing. And our nation is the church, is our religion. That is our nation. So we need to focus on that. We need to remember that and never allow the infidel world to come in and grab us and to take hold. I understand a lot of people have that already figured out. And by and large, I do too. Sometimes, though, it's the autism, you know, kind of get focused on something, you know, and I zero into it, you know, to you know, right down to the atoms. And, you know, I'm like hyper-focused on just one thing. And unfortunately, sometimes that's, you know, infidel, that's the right-left box or infidel culture. You know, I autistic, can't help it, you know. But, you know, thanks to salubrious living and meditation, I've definitely have it under control a hell of a lot better. In fact, I give credit with creativity. Creativity, really, some people might think this is, I'm being a little fake here, but I'm not. I'm being serious. Creativity really helped me to overcome the autism that I was given thanks to vaccines. You know, I was poisoned with vaccines when I was 3. It made me autistic. But thanks to meditation, following some examples of salubrious living, and focusing on the spiritual philosophy of creativity and white racial loyalty in general, I was able to overcome it. So now it's just on occasion I might get, you know, hyper-focused on right-left politics or, you know, what infidels are doing in the world, SJWs and all that stuff. So, you know, for me, you know, it's a personal problem. You know, granted that I've got it largely under control, but I found myself, you know, with just all this insanity going on, it's hard to not get focused on it. It's hard. And I think that's all part of the Jewish plot. It's not so much that some of these people promoting this crazy stuff actually believe it or care. It's just, it's part of the Jewish plot. The Jews want the world, especially white people, divided and, you know, and focused on what the left hand's doing while the right hand is, you know, slowly creeping around our backs and stabbing us. And instead of us focusing on the right hand, we focus on the left hand, which is the right left box, which is politics, which is, you know, transvestites and all this other crazy bullshit going on. And, you know, and we don't focus on what we really need to. In fact, I mean, if you look at all the tranny stuff here, nobody's focusing on terrorism. Nobody's focusing on the Mohammedans. And what they're up to, we know they're up to stuff, up to something, because even though the Jews invented Mohammedism as a way of controlling mud people, that totally backfired on them. And the mud people now use it against the Jews. But the Jews, you know, once again, the Jews fear white people. They fear a strong white population. And so the Jews keep bringing up all this tranny shit. And of course, we all, and even myself, we get distracted by it because it's so insane. It's just utterly nuts. And so we don't see what's going on over here. And, you know, that's a problem. We have to watch out for that. And, you know, unfortunately, you know, I, you know, like I'm sure many of you out there kind of got distracted by this crap. But, you know, I said to myself today, I said, that's it. That's it. Stop looking at these idiots on Twitter. Stop making these little posts about them. Just focus on creativity. Focus on the church. If something bad happens, it happens. If a riot happens or a march happens or a parade happens, or they start picking out front of the Capitol again like they fucking do every other goddamn weekend now. You know, just ignore it. It's infidel. It doesn't have anything to do with us. I mean, even when they pass laws, they don't necessarily have anything to do with us. As I've said, like guns, we all know somebody, right, who's in the black market, can always get a firearm. So they could keep passing all these laws they want to, you know. I mean, we're still going to act like criminals because obviously Jewish laws and laws that strip white people protect themselves, we're obviously not going to follow that. Not that I'd be dumb enough to keep anything in my goddamn apartment. I'm just saying. Once again, throwing that out there for legal reasons. Well, let me take a drink. Trust me, if I was going to disobey the law here, obviously I wouldn't do it in my own apartment. Not that anybody knows where I live now, anyway. No, that wasn't the reason that I moved to a new place. I actually found a place that was cheaper. But, yeah, no, it was funny, though. For 8 months, kind of get sidetracked here, but for 8 months, these fucking commie bitches knew where I lived. Didn't do a goddamn thing. I remember one night, I went out to do laundry. I forget what it was. I think it was doing laundry. Anyway, and I saw there's a whole bunch of flyers like all around the neighborhood, you know, about me. And I was like, oh, okay, well, I mean, fine, whatever. And so I went back and I grabbed a whole bunch of flyers and just went out. So, you know, these people are their own worst enemy. But getting back to the right left box, you know, it's just something that, you know, I think we all kind of get sucked into it because, because, you know, as white people, we want to do what's right. We want to do what's right. And when we see injustice, you know, when we see women being masculinized, when we see men being feminized, when we see transvestites pretending to be women, you know, stealing women of their virtue, stealing women of their own hard work and their own sports, you know, when we see, you know, hate crimes against white people, when we see systemic racism against white people, we want to lash out. We want to right the wrong and do what's right. And unfortunately, is a lot of this, though, is designed as a distraction. And we need to remember that. And we need to just sit back and, you know, aid the system in its own destruction when we can, but sit back also and prepare. And on the rare occasions we do run into somebody with an open mind, that's then the time you do recruitment. Is when you, like, for instance, I'll go, this is something I do on occasion, not a lot, but I will do this on occasion, maybe once a month. I'll go and hang out at the bookstore or the library, and I'll wait and see if somebody goes buys an Ayn Rand book or a libertarian book or maybe a classic fiction novel book or something on ancient Rome or a novel from the 19th century where you had strong white characters and where the Jews and the niggers were portrayed accurately. And then I'll walk up to them and say, hey, that's a really good book. There's a lot of good stuff in there. And then strike up a conversation and say, hey, by the way, you know, here's my contact info. Here's my website. If you're interested, you know, I got a lot of essays on classic literature and stuff like that. I think you might like it. And then boom, that gets me in the door. So, you know, there is that. That's just a little trick I do. But, you know, so on occasion, once in a while, you will see a free thinker out there. And that's the time to strike, you know, don't ram it in their face. Be subtle about it. Be, you know, open and honest and charming. And, you know, that gets your foot in the door as far as recruitment goes, and also prepare for when the system collapses. Because remember, the system is going to collapse. Regardless of all this SJW bullshit, regardless of the right-left box going at it, regardless of commies and capitalists or Mohammedans and Christ insaners all going at each other's throats, regardless of that happening, the system will collapse eventually under its own dead weight. Everything that's bad in the world is from the Jews. And the system is propped up by these same people that have created all this evil. So it will collapse. So we need to focus, not focus on the bullshit that they've created, this golem that is now out of control. We mustn't focus on that. We must focus on ourselves, on our friends and comrades, our brothers and sisters, our own family units, preparing, occasionally recruiting when we see someone who could be open-minded. And just sitting back and maybe giving a couple of pushes and nudges, you know, to people within that live in the right-left box, kind of push them at each other a little bit more when we can. So it's just like kind of recruiting. You pick that battle. You're like, okay, here's a couple of people. It looks like the communist is outnumbered by the capitalist. So let me get in there and try to help with the commie so that it kind of start a fight. Or, you know, if it's the other way around, you know, if you see like a capitalist, you know, surround a traditional conservative, then you try to play devil's advocate with him against the commies and the Marxites, you know, to help them fight each other. So they, you know, go at each other, because we must never allow emotion to enter into where we see somebody, even if they're white, if they're brainwashed, if they're a lemming, if they're sheeple, they are the enemy. All infidels, whether they're white or non-white, whether they are conservative or libtard, they are the enemy, and we need to see them that way. So we mustn't ever, ever get sucked in to where we think that we need to take the side of the right wingers over the left wingers, or maybe, you know, we might run into a libertarian communist somewhere. That would never happen, but for the sake of argument, you know, and then we feel that we need to help them against, you know, the Jewish market system, because it's all the Jewish system, whether they're Marxites or capitalists, it's all the same system. So, you know, now I'm not saying that if you see a white person being jumped on by a couple of niggers, yeah, you should go in there and kick those niggers' ass. You know, that's definitely, you got to recruit for life at that point. But I'm just saying, you know, when it comes to debates and arguments, we need to just let the fucking infidels go at each other and fuck it. Fuck them. Fuck the right-left box that they seem to think is the universe, and to hell with it. And, you know, this is something that we all seek to do good and defeat evil in this world. We, you know, we all have a good head on our shoulders. We all study. We all know what's going on. We love to debate and argue. Excuse me. We love to debate and argue. And so, you know, when we see the right-left box engage, you know, we kind of get drawn into that. And we got to steer clear of that. We have to steer clear of the right-left box. Of politics and economics that don't directly affect, you know, white racial loyalists, and just sit back, recruit when we can, nudge the system a little closer to destruction when we can, and prepare, because the system will collapse. It's going to happen. I just wanted to reiterate that, you know, as I said, I already spoke about this a few weeks back, but this is something probably about a month ago, to reiterate that, you know, that there's our movement, the movement of, you know, the religion of creativity, which is what you and I are involved with, what you and I are a part of. And then there is the infidel world, which is just people stuck in the Jewish right-left box. You know, the Jews are standing above the box, you know, with their fingers manipulating the strings of all the puppets in the box. And that's the reality. And the Jews are the enemy. And the box is the mythical reality that has been created for all the sheeple out there. We have to remember that. And we have to distance ourselves from this. As I said, you know, I'm a little guilty of this over the past few weeks. I've kind of been goading the commies, you know, through their Twitter posts or on Twitter, excuse me, you know, just to be an asshole, you know, try to get them to make a mistake or maybe to say something that's like actually illegal or, you know, for them to reveal something that's going on. And it's worked in a few instances, but it's really just a waste of time. It really is. You know, let all these commies go after the right wingers. Let the fucking right wingers, like these Proud Boy, Christ insane faggots with a nigger leader, you know, them or the Patriot Front or the Action Front or this front or that front. Let the right wingers and the quasi white racial loyalists, these semi cocksuckers out there who like to play act. Let them go and beat up the commies. Let the commies beat up the capitalists. We'll sit in the back laughing our ass off, watching the show, preparing for the day when the system that the Jews have invented collapses in and around them. That's what we need to be focusing on, not what's going on in the infidel world. Be aware of it, yes, so it doesn't sneak up behind you and stab you in the back. You know, you got to be aware of both what the right and the left hand are doing. Just don't get caught up in it. Just don't get caught up in it. Excuse me. So that's pretty much it. A quick episode, I guess. I just wanted to throw that back out there. You know, it's I noticed it with myself over the last few weeks, and the last few months, really kind of been noticing it, trying to distance myself from that type of just silly antagonism of the enemy. But I've also noticed that with some other comrades and members of the church that, you know, we've all kind of, the transvestite shit is just, it's as the Negroes would say, as the Negroes used to tell me in prison, that be off the chain. It's definitely off the chain. I'm going to tell you that right now. It's all way off the chain, brothers. It's way off the chain. That's a transvestite shit. We have trans. Probably the only thing we and the niggers agree with is that we both hate faggots. Oh man, it's so funny. These whites and these Jews that promote all this homosexuality and stuff like that, this libtardism, Niggers don't tolerate that shit. They're basically using the whites and the Jews for their whole BLM bullshit. Their black supremacy is all they care about is black supremacy. They don't give a fuck about faggots. They hate faggots more than we hate faggots. In fact, most faggots are attacked in the United States by blacks, not by skinheads. Not, hell no. It's black people that do it. It's fucking black people, or I guess now it's more and more becoming Muslims that are doing it. Muslims, Arabs, Turks, various Semite groups. They're the ones that are starting to go after, I think, even more than the niggers do. But yeah, it's just so bizarre to see all these weird SJW videos where you got these libtards or on Twitter. They'll constantly talk about, we got to protect the trans. The transsexual. We have to protect black people. We have to protect both groups from the white male patriarchy. And you're like, dude, niggers hate your fucking ass. Listen, I did time. I did 10, 11 years in prison. I lived in a halfway house, jail, prison, state penitentiary, federal penitentiary. Trust me, blacks fucking hate homos. They hate libtards. They just want to use them. They just want to use the libtards as much as possible and then go out and beat up the faggots. So let's let the infidels and the sheeple go at it with each other while we'll sit back and go to the bank, to quote George Carlin. That's right. I had to throw that in there. Was it Brother Damien or was Brother Travis? That's right. Brother Travis was like, you always bring up George Carlin all the time. Oh, that's true. I do bring up George Carlin a lot. George, he had a profound effect on me. I listened to him when I was a kid, man. I mean, I listened to him when I was like 8, 10 years old. I think it was when I started listening to him. I was 10 years old listening to George Carlin. My dad took me to see George Carlin a whole bunch of times when I was a kid. Last week I was talking about we need to reject radical individualism and instead, as Ben Clausen told us, to embrace racial socialism. And, last week, though, I was recording the show and towards the end it hit me that, I thought that radical individualism was a white trait and actually it was an anti-white trait. I'm not saying that George Carlin and his kind of anarchistic libertarian view isn't necessary on occasion, or at least for the self in regards to being a free spirit and rejecting what the system and what Jewish dominated society tells you, which is definitely you need to do that, reject that shit. But, it was interesting. Last week, it kind of hit me real profound that, what I thought was a white trait wasn't. And, it kind of like with the whole right-left box, we get sucked into wanting to be involved in politics. You had the Third Reich, that was all political, Hitler came to power legally, and it was through politics, so we should do all that. We're fucking way past that. We've been past that since the 40s, way past that shit. So, in fact, that's one of the things I thought was idiotic about Rockwell, although I understand why he was doing it back in the 60s, because that was a different kind of animal back then, but it was something that was kind of idiotic. See, that's why Clausen was like, no, we need to focus on our race, we need religious passion, we need to recognize the spiritual philosophy of the universe and of our race, and that's what we need to focus on, not politics. And it's the same with the right-left box. We need to focus on creativity, focus on our culture, where we creators exist, our culture, not the infidels, not infidel culture, not the right-left box, none of the sheeple stuff that they all seem to care about. Steven Crowder bashing the libtards bashing Rush Limbaugh bashing atheists bashing Odinists. We just need to distance ourselves from this crap and focus on creativity, focus on our race, preparing and giving a little nudge to the system towards the cliff. We got to help push it itself towards the cliff on occasion, and on occasion recruit somebody who's open-minded enough to hear the message. That's what we need to focus on. Well, hopefully I didn't rant too much tonight. I felt that I needed to record something, and this is something that I think is important. We definitely occasionally get caught up, everybody, I think. And everybody who's white racial loyalist kind of gets caught up in the whole political aspect of things. And we just need to remember, this is why we have a religion. Well, with us creators, this is why we have a religion. So we don't focus on that shit, you know, because for us, religion, politics, race, society, racial socialism, the theocratic state, the economy of the state, of the nation, of the people. It's all one thing with us. It's all the religion. You know, the people in the right-left box, they're just divided. You know, it's 8 billion people divided 50 million ways each. And with us creators, and I hope the vast majority of white racial loyalists who aren't creators, you know, for us, it's about the religion. It's about our race, our racial identity, our racial beliefs, our philosophy, all centered around race. And with us creators, of course, there is the spiritual component to it as well. So anyway, thanks for joining with me. Check us out online at churchofbenclausen.org, churchofbenclausen.org, and creativityreligion.com. There are new prices for items. I sent out a lot of stuff, especially to Canada and to places on the coasts, and I was surprised at thanks to Joe Biden's stupidity. That's right-left box thinking. Thanks to the Jewish plan of fucking everybody over with shortages and economic hikes, I noticed that the shipping was actually kind of really high on things. I was actually making maybe like $2 on everything I was selling, and $2 or $5. And of course, you know, I put that right back into the church, and that just goes into printing up more flyers, which of course you have to pay money for that. And then of course ink goes up, and you know, shipping for stickers and what have you, blah blah blah. So that's something I know. So there are new, there's some new prices on there, a little bit of a price hike. They're fair prices, you know. It's not like I'm selling Nature Term Religion for $100 or anything like that. But you know, unfortunately, you know, the Jewish plan of basically just trying to turn everybody into economic slaves that just sit at home and watch TV all day, you know, that's the reality. There's going to be something new for sale on the website, a flat surprise donation, gets you a box of stuff. So that's going to be, as soon as we can figure out what would be good stuff to throw into you in there, that's going to be listed. The newsletter. I really want to get this newsletter thing up and running. Unfortunately, I'm working a new job 5-6 days a week. You know, the church secretary also has a new job. Actually, most of us seem to work. So and of course, you know, we're spread out all over the planet. So that kind of hampers things a little bit, even with email. But and that is something I definitely want to have up and running. So anyway, we got that going on in the future. Excuse me. But I guess that's it, really. Yeah. Well, anyway, thanks for joining with me. Hopefully the rant wasn't too bad. And hopefully this broadcast will help. If any of you out there still kind of feel like you need to, you know, be active in politics or sociology, you know, society, things like that. You know, at the end of the day, we just need to focus on the creative creativity, or if you're not a creator, one white racial loyalty, and, you know, focus on that, focus on our, you know, a handful of comrades, brothers and sisters we have in our own lives, focus on that, prepare, and on rare occasions, help to nudge the system towards the cliff and help to recruit somebody into the cause. So that's what we need to focus on. Let's all of us, especially me, stop focusing on the Twitter and the Facebook and, you know, constantly trying to see what the commies are up to and, you know, what politics and economic formulas are being implemented or being thrown out. You know, at the end of the day, it's just our race and our religion that matter, and everything else, you know, we could just say to hell with it. So thanks for being here again. And, you know, if we do ignore the right left box, if we do ignore the made up world that the sheeple live in, and we focus only on the wise words of Ben Clausen in our holy creed of creativity, then we will definitely be able to win this racial holy war. Rahoa.